And now let's stop banging on about how terrible America is trying to run the world in its own image and so on. And let's look instead at our own record. We were worse. At least that is what Stephen Grass says in his new book. The clue is in the title, The Evil Empire, 101 Ways That England Ruined the World. I've been talking to him and to Christopher Lee, who wrote this Sceptred Isle. I asked him whether he didn't think the book's title was just a little bit strong.
Well, no, it's not. It's not too strong when you think about it. I mean, the whole point of the book is what's going on in the world today is the result of your empire.
All of it?
Well, a lot of it is, yeah, sure.
War in the Middle East?
Absolutely. What were you doing there?
The environment? Global warming?
You invented the Industrial Revolution.
You're joking.
I'm not joking.
This is just to sell a book, isn't it? Come on,
you don't really need all this.
We're responsible for all the evils.
I mean, we're driving around in SUVs. Who invented them? You did, with the Range Rover. Give me a break.
Come on, Chris Lee, get in on this.
I think, first and foremost, yeah, and there are a lot of things that said, even lightly, you can blame on almost any organization like the United Kingdom now that's been around since, let's say, as a civilized society or a civilizing society since the Romans. And I think that's perfectly true. Slavery, we were into slavery.
You were in it in a big way.
We were in it in the second big way. The Portuguese were in it in a bigger way. Mind you, we did give it up a half a century before the Americans did.
But in England, you act like that absolves you of all the sins that slavery wrought. And that's my issue.
No, we don't do that. I tell you what we do. We look at our history and we say there were quite a lot of very good things in it. I looked at, for example, the whole history of the empire. And surprisingly, most historians actually denigrate the empire, the British Empire, that is. I looked at it and thought, hang on, a lot of people I've spoken to, and that's going round 53 countries, for example, they said, yeah, at the time, We got quite a lot out of it. I mean, the Americans got out of it, but I mean, we got quite a lot out of the empire.
So yeah, you got a lot out of it, but who?
Yeah, we got out of it.
Did the countries that you raped and pillaged get anything out of it?
I didn't think rape and pillage actually came into it, but there was.
Who did we rape and pillage, Stephen?
How about the entire continent of Africa?
What, we raped and pillaged all of it?
Well, I what were you doing there? That's my issue. Well, you guys should have been staying at home.
I lived in bits of Africa for quite a long time. I wasn't conscious that we'd actually raped and pillaged everywhere that I lived, it must be said. I mean, I'm not suggesting that everything was hunky-dory, and of course there were huge problems, but rape and pillage?
I would actually argue that the problems in Africa now are the result of the colonial past, and not just England, of course, but, you know, you've got Belgium and all those other European countries. But I think at the end of the day, imperialism was not good for anyone. How could it be?
That's the serious point here, isn't it, Christopher Lee? Imperialism is no good for anybody. What has Africa gained from our imperialistic activities?
I think that Nelson Mandela gave it to me. And he said, I think that the British in Africa were wonderful. I wouldn't be here otherwise. There's a type of sort of there's a feeling that We just did that. We raped and pillaged. We did not rape and pillage. We gave law. We gave language. Incidentally, not a half of the world was in the empire. I think there's just a line in your book where you said that it's just a quarter. Just a quarter. We gave the world a sense of identity, which was an English rather than the British identity, which at the time they rejoiced in. There are still 53 countries in the British Commonwealth. They choose to be in the British Commonwealth. They like that connection. I think that we also ought to have a look at another reason for this book, which incidentally I have read and I do enjoy. And that is that at the end of it you say, wouldn't it be nice to say thank you, America? And I'd be the first to do so. We watch your films, we watch your World Series, the presidential election gets more coverage than the British election. And we've even got an American in charge of the Old Vic. But the point is, we had a thing with America, and we still have. I suspect we're probably your only ally.
But then why do we just read constantly negative press from the British press about America? It's a little too much.
No, yes. I think you read that because of Iraq. I mean, that is a very simple thing. You say, for example, you talk about coming into business lunches and being told by that my president is an idiot, that my countrymen are dolts for voting for him. I've been told the exact same thing last Thursday, for example, by an American professor of politics and a registered Republican. And I think if you really want to get the crux of this, and that is that if people talk about those Americans, they've always done that, if they talk about those Americans, it really, I'm afraid, is all about Iraq, which we went along with.
And you created. You created Iraq.
We created Iraq in the 1920s. Churchill did.
Yeah.
In 1920s.
So but don't you think it's kind of ironic that you're pulling out of a situation
well, hang on,
that
let's
you
not,
created?
Let's not go into the current politics here all day. But the fact is, the point he's making there, Christopher Lee, and it's a valid point again, isn't it? Another example of the legacy of British imperialism, Iraq.
Yeah, it wasn't imperialism at the time, but I mean, you can't be around as a nation, as an exploring nation, as a dominating nation, as a commercial nation. You can't be around for, let's say, certainly 500 years, about the same time as the history of America, without creating all sorts of situations which, later on, people say, oh, well, it was your fault. I think the whole point is this difference we're talking about here is that England gave the world America. What America did after that is their own problem.
But we haven't. What have we done that's so wrong? Besides Iraq.
Besides Iraq. I don't think you've done a huge amount that is wrong, quite frankly.
Well, then how about a thank you once in a while?
That's what I was saying. Thank you, America.
Well,
I'd be
you're welcome.
First.
Well, how about you now finding something nice to say about what England did or Britain did?
You have good tea.
All right, we'll settle for that. Stephen, good tea. Stephen Grass, that came from India. Stephen Grass, Christopher Lee, many thanks.